And if you will now turn with me to page 29 of that same book, and as we are considering working our way through the Ten Commandments and the exposition of them, we are focusing this morning on the Eighth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Steal. And so it is questions numbers 110 and 111. I'll read the question. May the congregation respond with the answer. Question number 110. What does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the government, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices whereby we seek to gain the neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, lengths, measures, goods, coins, usury, or by any means forbidden of God, also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. But what does God require of you in this commandment? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. So the Eighth Commandment, notice the Catechism focuses on what is forbidden and what is required. So the commandment itself is listed in a negative. Thou shall not steal. Okay. But the understanding, at least on the part of these men and others as well, that does the opposite not apply? In other words, as long as I don't take from somebody else, have I fulfilled that commandment? And the answer is no. If the commandment is summarized in love our neighbor as ourself, then that means also looking out for and doing good to our neighbor. And so whereas stealing is taking from or harming our neighbor, the opposite is also enjoined. If we love our neighbor when they are in need, then we also minister to them. We help those in need. The best principle, I think, that I've seen of that is what Paul writes, the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, where he says, let the thief no longer steal. Actually, chapter 4. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing what is good with his hands, so that he may be what? Able to give to those in need. Whereas theft is taking from someone, we are called to give. It is because of the gift or the grace of God that we are identified with God, and he's been given us the responsibility to then be instruments of grace, instruments where we also minister unto those who are in need. And so notice the emphasis on the use of various means to defraud, to steal, or by deceit to remove from our neighbor his goods and all. Does it include our employers? Would it include time? Is time a gift from God? It says here that we would not waste his gifts. So can you violate the Eighth Commandment by misusing your time and misusing your employer's time? Yes. That it includes. Notice covetousness, they bring it in, although the Tenth Commandment addresses that, but the misuse and waste of his gifts. God has given us many precious promises. Can we misuse those? Yes. Is that a type of theft? Well, at least that's what the Catechism is saying. And then also positively, the idea that we do care for, we labor, not so much only for ourselves, but for God's glory, and also to be able to help those in need. So there is also a positive aspect as well. Amen? Amen.